Fresh off his recent vacation, Fred Van Valkenburg noted it's always good to get back to Missoula, even if circumstances have changed a bit while he was away. And change they have. County Commission Chair Gene Curtis opened the meeting with a statement, and here's an excerpt.
My concern is that this community has lost faith in your office partly because of your posture and partly because of the DOJ report. So I would encourage you to take time to review all those allegations and work with the AG's office to look for ways to improve it.
Shortly after embarking on his vacation earlier this month, the U.S. Department of Justice issued a press release describing what it said was substantial evidence the county attorney's office response to sexual assault discriminates against women. Van Valkenburg denied that and maintains his office is under the jurisdiction of the Montana Attorney General, not the DOJ. A 2012 agreement was recently revealed between then Attorney General Steve Bullock and the DOJ. That agreement essentially would have laid out referrals of new evidence of alleged sexual assaults from justice back to the state AG's office. As Montana Public Radio reported yesterday, Missoula County Commissioner Michelle Landquist views that communication as essentially a tacit cooperative agreement between DOJ, the Montana AG, and therefore the Missoula County Attorney. She was not aware of these letters when voting to support the county's lawsuit against the DOJ and as a result felt thrown under the bus. Van Valkenburg says the AG's office notified him about these letters in June of 2012. He describes them as of very little consequence.
And it's only because you say certain things about your interpretation of them that I guess I'm concerned now, because I don't think your interpretation is what actually occurred between the DOJ and the AG. And I certainly don't think, Michelle, and I would never do this, I don't think that I misled you or that I tried to mislead you or that you didn't get all of the information that was relevant to any decision about making a decision to appropriate money to pursue the declaratory judgment action.
Van Valkenburg maintains the letter say nothing about the authority to conduct any investigation.
The Attorney General simply agreed, as is kind of a common practice, that if somebody refers something to them for an investigation because they think maybe the county attorney might have a conflict of interest or something like that, but then they will look at it and see independently whether charges should be filed or a case should be reopened.
And he pointed out today that DOJ still, to this date, hasn't referred a single case for review to now Montana Attorney General Tim Fox. Landquist wasn't entirely convinced, as illustrated in this exchange. The first voice you'll hear is hers. The other female voice, off mic, is, again, that of County Commission Chair Gene Curtis.
What I'm saying is, without having previous knowledge of these letters, I would have made very different decisions on this. I would have asked you to cooperate, knowing that we would hold the DOJ accountable to follow these protocols. Attorney General Fox is holding them to those protocols, and that's great.
But they haven't yet responded.
I realize this.
We had nothing to do with those protocols. They did not involve us one bit.
They were protocols
between the DOJ and the AG. They didn't involve the Missoula County Attorney's Office.
Van Valkenburg painted the Department of Justice's February 14th letter of findings as filled with half-truths and outright lies.
Who supposedly said that boys will be boys? Who said Bible verses were quoted? I don't think those things even happened. If they did happen, they had some context to them, and you can't tell what that is without knowing who said them, when they were said, and the context in which they were said. And the DOJ, they deliberately avoid putting that kind of information out. It's so unfair, it's unbelievable. And why anybody would believe it is beyond me, except that they're predisposed to believe it.
Commission Chair Gene Curtis today then pivoted the conversation to finding ways to better serve victims in Missoula County. Ideas included more inviting rooms for victim interviews, commission involvement on the First Step Advisory Board. First Step Resource Center coordinates a local children's advocacy center and an adult sexual assault response team. Van Valkenburg also would like to see crime victim advocates return to work directly in the county attorney's office. Those offices were separated years ago. He also mentioned more deputy county attorneys would be extremely helpful. But all these suggestions require deliberation, votes, and funding, which isn't readily available. The groups agreed today to wait for what, if any, direction comes from the Attorney General's office, which is itself waiting on the next move from the U.S. Department of Justice. And Van Valkenburg's lawsuit against the DOJ is still pending. For Montana Evening Edition, I'm Edward O'Brien.